Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. The happy hour has commenced. Dominic joins the party. I got Evan here with me at the World Headquarters in Madison, lightly screening the calls at 844-967-2789. And Dom, I'd like to issue a special greeting and a welcome to all the fine Republicans coming to my backyard this weekend. State GOP convention has kicked off. It started at 4 o'clock, man. They're partying. They're conventioning.
Are you sure they're
stopping the steal? And
we were in Cleveland for the national RNC. And that really wasn't much of a party. So I wouldn't expect a whole lot of action in Middleton today, at least not out, the restaurants and bars, people having fun. But perhaps inside the convention, inside the room, they're at each other's throats, baby. Well, it's right on right crime.
Red on red. Dominic, new polling? I had not seen this polling. New polling out of the great state of Wisconsin. Republican polling. Although it comes from PPP, Public Policy Polling? I thought that was a Democratic firm. But anyways, a poll.
You pay the money, they'll do the poll, right?
Yeah. Milwaukee Works commissioned Public Policy Polling. A poll of 675 Wisconsin GOP primary voters. And currently in first place in the Republican gubernatorial race. Unsure. But in second place, behind unsure, Tim Michaels has thrust into the lead.
What?
Ahead of Becky Clayfish.
Wow.
That's what
that
$1 million a week in TV ads will do for you, Dom. And he's also spending, just for the record, I've had the opportunity, I've traveled the state a little bit of late, and I've heard Tim Michaels ads in every corner of the state I've been in. He's all over the radio as well. So it has been a thorough communications assault. And what do you know, man? Now he's the front runner. Within the margin of error.
Sure. Right? 3.8%. Clayfish is at 26. He's at 27. And that's a big gap between Nicholson at 9 and Rantham at 6, Ram Jam. So there's a big gap there, and Nicholson and Ram Jam don't have the funds or the notoriety. Now, it was just kind of surprising. I mean, Becky Clayfish has put a lot of time in that ground, walking around the state. I mean, she's been very active. And as you mentioned, she's been running for a very
long time.
Since she was a lieutenant, once she got kicked out of office, she's been basically laying down that groundwork. So it's amazing to me, in some respects, to see how quickly all that effort and all that groundwork, at least on the polling, to be fading so very quickly when a guy comes in and just dumps a bunch of cash. Now, perhaps the messaging, what he's saying, is resonating. I find some of his ads offensive, but he's
going to turn Madison upside down, Dom.
Well, I mean, it's people aren't working, and I built this business, and come on, man. It's very trolly to me. But he's speaking to an insurrectionist, fascist, extremist party, and that's how they roll these days. So, that's kind of the reason perhaps Becky has been sliding and toying with the, oh, maybe it was something wrong or rigged or whatever the case was, and her trying to appeal to the insurrectionist bastards in the state of Wisconsin. But Michaels, man, wow.
Let me point out, Dom, some of the policy platforms the Republicans, state Republicans in Wisconsin, will consider at the big convention in Middleton this weekend. According to the Journal Sentinel, Wisconsin Republicans will vote this weekend on whether to urge lawmakers to require counting ballots by hand, which I've always liked in theory, but mathematically is quite inaccurate and cumbersome and would have the exact opposite effect of what they're hoping to accomplish. But anyways, number two, implement the death penalty for convicted killers of police officers. Now, we currently don't have a death penalty in Wisconsin, but they're willing to make an exception, you know, because they're the pro-life party.
Wait. I want to be clear on this. This is the Republicans in the state of Wisconsin want to instill the death penalty for murderers, but only murderers of police officers?
Yes.
What so if the murderers cop of anybody kills... else, they're fine with, or at least don't think that deserves the death penalty. But if you murder a cop, then you deserve the death penalty.
Back to badge. One more, Dom. They also will vote to ban puberty blockers used by transgender children. So cop killers and transgender children are the two biggest problems, you know, facing the Republican Party in Middleton this weekend.
Wow.
Dominic, the proposals, part of a slate of more than two dozen, will be taken up by hundreds of delegates scheduled to meet in Middleton for the annual RP of Wisconsin Convention, Republican Party, an event that could potentially become chaotic as the four candidates, that's what I'm... Yeah, I'm kind of rooting for chaos. Looking for chaos, Tom. As the four candidates for governor vie for an endorsement from a party and the members from at least 20 county GOP organizations that don't want to give anyone in 2022. I didn't quite understand that. I must have read it wrong. So what, they don't want to endorse? Republicans in this battleground state are generally distrustful of the outcome of the last presidential election. That's a nice way of saying it. Two-thirds of them are still down for stop the steal, rigged election, and energized to vote in this year's midterms, which, of course, is completely oxymoronic. They rig all the elections. Let's go vote. Doesn't that seem a little counterintuitive?
I mean, if you're looking for a straight line of logic and reason with them, there is none. There is none. I mean, their leadership, the Republicans themselves, you know, who were elected on the same day, on the same ballot, in the same election process and system, you know, their elections were totally good. But the, I guess, if the Dem won, like Biden, when he was on the top of the ticket, Biden beating Trump, well, that was rigged, but it's the same ballot, dude. So there's no logic. This is all emotion. They're playing on the emotion, and that's why you see just so much, you know, trolling. And I'm a big crap talker, man. You know me, Crudy. I know. I'm usually down with that, but damn, is this where we're at now? I mean, it's worse than trash talking after, you know, an awesome pool shot in a bar at like 2 o'clock in the morning.
I would know. Yeah, because I go to bed at a reasonable hour, and I'm bad at pool. So, anyways, Dom, you know, U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, he'll be the headliner, right? Although he's got some headwinds, one might say. But he'll be beloved by the delegates. And the delegates will debate, talking about the GOP delegates, will debate whether the party should endorse candidates in statewide races, a process of unfair anointment to some. Please don't do it, says Kevin Nicholson, but if you are, please anoint me. And whether to back policies that push the party further right. Oh, yeah. You know going right. Party leaders are expecting more Republicans to attend the convention this year than any convention over the last decade. You know, because COVID, that's all in the rear view.
Yeah.
This year's expected attendance at the state convention is a testament to the historic energy among our grassroots activists this election cycle, according to Mark Jefferson, executive director of the RP of Wisconsin. The delegates will vote to approve the proposed resolutions, making the ideas official party priorities, Dom. We're going to see what the Republican priorities are coming out of this big convention and signaling to voters what Republican candidates might push for if elected. Yeah, that's what scares me, quite frankly, Dom. Right. Two proposals will put pressure on Republican lawmakers who control the state legislature to pass bills that would require all ballots to be counted by hand in each election and all of them to be counted on election day. And it's always going to be sunny on election day by law.
Right. I mean, come on. I mean... especially look at the last election, of course, the pandemic and all the mail-in ballots. And by law, we in the state of Wisconsin, the Republicans had the ability to impact how the votes are counted. And they decided to leave it. You know, perhaps they like this issue. Oh, you're counting all the mail-in ballots after the polls close. Why are you doing that? Well, that's kind of how you guys made us do it. Well, that's why it's done that way. And if you're going to do, are they then promoting an additional, you know, funding for elections in the state of Wisconsin? So we don't have to go to billionaires for additional funding and a give you know the right wing conspiracy nut jobs and a reason to try to overturn an election. If we properly funded our elections in the first place, we wouldn't even be at least engaged in the discussion of the Zuckerbucks.
Oh, you Marxist revolutionary, just go cash your George Soros checks.
I'm still waiting, man. I take cash.
Dominic, this idea of hand-counted paper ballots. If enacted, according to the reporting here, statewide election results might not be known for days. In Milwaukee, for example, the task of hand-counting all ballots in one day could require hiring more staff in November of 2020 more than 247,000 ballots were cast and counted by machines. Even then, results weren't known until the following morning. That's the machine count. And party members are also calling for dissolving the state elections agency and requiring primary voters to register as a Democrat or Republican, among other election-related proposals. Voters in Wisconsin currently are not asked to declare a party affiliation on their registrations or are able to vote in either party's primary elections, but not both, like Crudy screwed up within one
time. Don't ever do that.
Dominic, other policies for consideration among
states. Hang on real quick, if I may. The election policies that they are promoting, the Republicans, does that, based on what we just talked about, and we know their history of the Republicans, you think that's going to open up the opportunity, make it easier for people to vote?
No. Harder to tabulate the vote, inaccurate tabulation of the vote, you'll probably subject us to more recounts, and longer tabulation, and more rampant speculation. And of course, you open up the floodgates to, oh, they're not counting fast enough. We're just going to declare a winner. Right? Because that'd be the Trump style. Follow just the example of Dr. Victory. Oz in Pennsylvania.
Frankly, I did win this election.
Dominic, other policies up for consideration would bar transgender people from using facilities, housing, or participating in sports associated with gender, which they identify, you know.
Hang on, crew. We got to hit a break, folks. Join us, 844-967-2789.